It's Thursday, the 27th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The African Hospitality Investment Forum ending today is being held for the first time in Southern Africa. Namibia secured the bids to host AIF 2024 through the efforts of the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, which is also the host partner for the 2024 event. Lulu Creole, partner, strategy and chief economist at PwC in South Africa, about Africa in the new global geopolitical order.
The world is changing very rapidly, more rapidly than we've ever seen. And as a tourism destination, Africa has to compete with so many other continents, and the countries in Africa have to compete with so many other countries in the rest of the world. So it's really important for us to understand what actually attracts investors, what makes them come to a particular destination. On a per capita basis, the spending on tourism in Africa hasn't returned to pre-COVID levels yet, but it remains an incredibly important sector to actually stimulate growth, employ high numbers of people, and look at how we can pull in small and medium-sized enterprises.
Lands Minister Carla Schletwein announced at a land development conference in Hentys Bay that the government has authorized the construction of a desalination plant in the Erongo region with a capacity of 20 to 25 million cubic meters. Minister Schletwein:
that approval has been granted, and we envisage that construction is to start early next year. If everything goes according to plan, fresh water will flow 2 years later. This is a very exciting project. I believe that puts us ahead of the curve. We will have enough water for now, for the next 5 years. The current sources can pull us through, but thereafter, not anymore. And we will be in time for adding another resource that avoids a water crisis in this area.
In SA, SASSA grant beneficiaries in rural Eastern Cape are calling for the return of local pay points. The closure of these pay points has left many without easy access to their grant, forcing them to spend money on travel to nearby towns or rely on relatives to withdraw the funds. SASSA closed the pay points due to the declining number of users and to enhance security. Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu says it is engaging with service providers to resolve the issue. Kenya's President William Ruto withdrew planned tax hikes on Wednesday, succumbing to pressures from protesters who stormed Parliament, launched nationwide demonstrations and threatened further action this week, according to Reuters. This move is seen as a significant victory for the week-old youth-led protest movement, which evolved from online condemnations of the tax increases into mass rallies demanding a political overhaul. This marks the most serious crisis of Ruto's two-year presidency. China has hit back after the U.S. ambassador to China accused Beijing of getting in the way of people-to-people ties. Nicholas Burns told the Wall Street Journal Beijing was taking dramatic steps to make it impossible for citizens from both sides to reconnect. Our Washington correspondent Jacques-Rute Dave has the details.
Ambassador Burns's remarks do not reflect the facts. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning told reporters at a regular press briefing. She claimed it is the U.S., not China, that's been disrupting people-to-people ties, accusing the U.S. of using, quote, national security as a false pretext to harass, interrogate and deport Chinese students arriving in the U.S., adding they've created a chilling effect. In his Wall Street Journal interview, Nicholas Burns said Beijing was creating anti-American sentiment and intimidating people attending events organized by the U.S., among other things. Despite this, the two sides have sought to improve their often fractious relationship through routes including the famous panda diplomacy.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.